On the 26th of May, for 5 days, our membership doors are open and you can join for as long as you wish. There's no contract. And even better, in May, we've got a win-win month, a refund challenge where our course is money. And if you don't like it, you get a refund, no questions asked. If you do like it and you listen to the recordings and you participate in the discussion, you also get a refund. So it's a win-win. You can't lose. The only thing that you would be investing is your time. And it's my job to make sure that that time is spent in the most life-changing, transformational, mind-blowing way imaginable. So I hope you'll join us. There's no risk. Come and see what you think. Try out some of the private study courses as well. And hopefully see you there. This is the Superpowered Mind podcast for inquiring individuals who are tired of the struggle for peace, happiness, and clarity. I'm Claire Diamond, ready to help you explore the principles of the mind, the self, and reality to unlock ultimate mental freedom. This podcast is the one to listen to if you're ready to experience the capabilities of the superpowered mind. Welcome to our introductory episode of the Superpowered Mind podcast. I'm so delighted to be sharing this podcast with you. Every day I work with people with exceptional minds, highly intelligent, highly creative, highly imaginative, high conceptualization ability, very able to problem solve, to think analytically. And the one thing that these people have in common is that there is some degree of struggle or suffering that has brought them to me. And that struggle or suffering might show up in any aspect of their lives. It might be in their relationships. It might be in their career or job or in their finances. It might be in their health, perhaps their addictions or habits. It might be in their community or in their sense of being. And my job is to work with each individual to bring about a deep exploration of where that struggle, where that suffering is coming from. Because always, always, without fail, without question, the struggle and suffering is coming from an attempt to find peace, freedom, happiness, bliss, where it cannot possibly be found. And these powerful minds are operating out of an unquestioned belief system of what the individual is, of what reality is, of what is necessary in order to find home, to find peace, to be happy, which is an unquestioned premise of existence that has come from conditioning, from beliefs acquired, from wounds and trauma and confusion as that baby was developing, becoming a child, a teenager, young adult. And that premise of existence, which is really an unquestioned idea of what I am, an unquestioned identity of this apparent individual that I appear to be in an apparently separate, objectively independent world, that premise, which is unquestioned, which just looks like reality, and which forms the basis of everything that that individual thinks is necessary to either resist, to push away what emotions, what experiences are going to create the most vulnerability, or what looks like has to be brought in, what experiences, emotions, or love, attention, success has to be brought in order for me to be okay. That entire premise of existence is the source of suffering. And it means that these brilliant minds, which are so able, are operating within a situation of confusion, I use the word everyday insanity, which is something we all have when these powerful, powerful minds are believing their own constructs, lost in their own projections, unquestioning the assumptions and meaning and belief systems. That lostness of mind is responsible for all our suffering. And it's the single most basic, most fundamental purpose of all of our lives to orientate towards that mind becoming free, towards that the sense of what we are, the sense of existence and reality, to become aligned to what is actually true. Because whenever we're looking for peace and freedom, for happiness, within this unquestioned belief structure, we are setting ourselves up for a life of struggle. And my job every day, all day, is to work with people so that struggle can be seen. And when the struggle is seen, and when the mind is really starts to tune into genuine exploration, genuine inquiry, then everything starts to change. The beauty of the mind, the freedom of the mind, the absolute unlimited potential of the mind, it to understand the logic of what we're talking about here through this podcast. The brilliance of the mind is what can cause it to be lost. It's what can cause it to believe its own incredible creations or to get locked in on solving a problem, because that's always how the mind operates, is in problem solving. But when the problem is a creation of that same mind that is trying to solve it, there is a lock-in and a futility and an absolute confusion that can draw all the resources, everything, all the attention, all the energy, all the time, the focus into solving this problem, that the more resources are put into it, the more real that problem looks. And so the brilliance of the mind and the struggle go hand in hand. And it's my absolute privilege, my job, to untangle that, untangle the misunderstandings, the insanities, the beliefs and the confusions, so that the mind is genuinely set free. And through the series of this podcast, we're going to look at all the different elements involved in the confusion and also in the liberation. This is the privilege of being human. This is our birthright, to explore these areas and to see how reality is continually, all the time, pointing the way to a deeper and deeper clarity, a profound recognition and understanding of what we really are, of what reality really is, which is the space of freedom of mind, freedom of living, freedom of existence, in which the mind settles back into what is actually true. And so I'm really delighted that we have this opportunity to hang out together to do this. At the heart of what we'll be looking at is the understanding of self and the understanding of reality and how those two operate together out of conditioning, out of beliefs acquired, to create an ongoing struggle, which is constant seeking to bring in what we think we need, constant resistance of what we think is going to undermine this sense of self. And instead, we're going to see that instead of that struggle, instead of the ongoing repetition and patterns of our conditioning, every moment of reality is an invitation to see what is actually going on. And so it's absolutely a privilege to be here. I'm so delighted, and I'm looking forward to our episodes as they come up. See you soon. Thank you for listening to Superpowered Mind with me, Claire Diamond. If you want extra support in the exploration of your mind, download our exclusive subliminal recording, especially for podcast listeners, on bit.ly/podcastsubliminal.